Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, August 19th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, the United Kingdom has retreated from a controversial order that would have forced Apple to provide a backdoor to American users' data. This is according to a statement from U.S. Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard. Gabbard said the decision comes after months of work between the UK and the US to ensure that Americans' private data remains private. The UK, as such, has agreed to drop the mandate. The backstory here is that in January, UK authorities confidentially issued a so-called technical capability notice under the company's Investigatory Powers Act, a law that gives the government sweeping powers to compel tech companies to weaken encryption. The order would have required Apple to turn off advanced data protection for iCloud users in the United States so that UK agencies could access cloud backups, voice memos, and other encrypted content. The Financial Times reports that the UK has fully agreed to rescind the order, but it has yet to be formally withdrawn. The BBC reports that Apple has yet to receive any formal communication from the US or the UK. The British government has fought hard to keep the details of its demands private, so it's unclear how much or if any of the decision-making process around walking back the order will be made public. And in response to the initial order, Apple did disable advanced data protection in the UK. Theoretically, this decision to walk back the demands by the UK government opens the door for Apple to re-enable the feature in the country, but we have no timeline on when that might happen. Next up today, a new report says that Apple will finally hit a long-held goal to reduce its dependence on China with the launch of the iPhone 17. The backstory here is that the vast majority of iPhones are still assembled in China, but Apple has for many years been working on boosting the number of phones made in other countries. India is Apple's biggest secondary manufacturing hub, and the company is reportedly aiming to achieve 50% of iPhone production there within the next couple of years. A key milestone towards that goal would be to begin manufacturing the latest iPhone lineup on the same date in both India and China. Historically, India has always lagged several months behind when it starts making the new iPhone models versus when production began in China. But Bloomberg today reports that all four iPhone 17 models are now in production in India and will ship to the US from day one. This includes, for the first time, the Pro model iPhones. This is made possible by the recent opening of two additional iPhone plants in India, bringing the total there to five. While it may seem like this has taken an exceedingly long time, considering the scale of the challenge, progress has actually been remarkably rapid. As recently as 2021, 99% of all global iPhones were assembled in China. By 2024, that had fallen to 81%, and the expectation is that it will drop to 50% by around 2027. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Whether you're backing up schoolwork, client files, or family photos, Backblaze makes it effortless. Native build, it runs quietly in the background, backing up everything automatically without dragging down the rest of your computer. That means no manual uploads, no file size limits, and no interruptions. Whether you're working solo, running a small business, or preparing for a new school year, Backblaze has you covered. 9to5 Mac Daily listeners get 10% off with code 9to5daily at the link in the show notes. That's 9to5daily at backblaze.com/9to5Mac. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Running out today, Apple has released the seventh beta of iOS 26 to developers and public beta users. First, the update adds a new toggle in the Settings app for notifications for adaptive power. As a reminder, adaptive power is a feature that when your battery usage is higher than usual, your iPhone can extend your battery life by making performance adjustments, such as lowering display brightness, allowing some activities to take longer, or turning on low power mode at 20%. The new toggle in the Settings app lets you choose to have notifications for when adaptive power kicks in. iOS 26 Beta 7, in conjunction with WatchOS 26 Beta 7, includes support for Apple's redesigned blood oxygen feature announced in the US last week. This feature was made available to the public as part of iOS 18.6.1 last week, but it was missing from the iOS 26 and watchOS 26 betas until now. In the Messages app, there's a bunch of new features as part of the broader iOS 26 update, but there's also a new option for a dedicated Drafts folder. This filters the conversation list to only show threads where you have a partially written message. These new capabilities are exposed through a new filter button found at the top right of the screen. The menu includes common sections like messages, spam, and recently deleted. But there are other filters too that can appear in this menu. If you have relevant matching conversations, the menu item will appear. So for example, if you have a scheduled message using the Send Later feature, you can quickly find that conversation again with this new Send Later filter. If you have conversations with unread messages, the menu will contextually include an unread filter. This is also true for the new Drafts section. So if you start writing a text for one conversation, then leave that conversation, you will have then made a draft. This means that Drafts menu will now appear among those other filtering options. Finally, iOS 26 also tweaks the iPhone's always-on display feature in a way that you might not like. Instead of simply dimming your lock screen wallpaper, iOS 26 now blurs it by default. The tweak makes the clock and widgets stand out more, but it also defeats the purpose of displaying a photo, if that's what you like about the feature. Luckily, there's a toggle now to bring back the original behavior. You can go into the Settings app, choose Display and Brightness, then choose Always on Display, and you'll see a new option to disable blurred wallpapers, so your lock screen appears in full clarity like before. You can hit the link in the show notes for our full roundup of everything new in iOS 26 Beta 7. The update is available now to developers and public beta testers. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.